Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball right back at him, and fittingly, Rangers got it. Turns, fires, and it's a shutout for Suarez. 5-0. Phillies win it as Rangers Suarez throws the first complete game shutout of the season by a Phillies pitcher, and just the second of his major league career.
WIP Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Ike Reese and Jack Fritz. And joining us every, what's today, Wednesday?
Yes.
Wednesday at 3 o'clock, the great, great, great Larry Anderson. What's up, man?
How's everybody?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
Doing great, yeah. L.A.
We're on a roll.
I was just getting ready to say, L.A., 2-0, man. We're 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, we are really taking it to the Rockies.
Let me ask you this, L.A. Yeah. Ranger Suarez, I always perceived as being a good pitcher. But sometime last year, and then, of course, this season so far, and then with for a real baseball guy like you and me, seeing a 9-inning complete game shutout is awesome. What has he done? What has changed to go from him from being just dependable, fourth starter, to legitimate top three starter type material?
I think just success, and with that comes confidence. I think he's always believed in himself that he could do things. But he's gotten off to slow starts in the past. He's had issues with visa, some minor injuries that hold him back. And this, he comes in this year. He gets to spring training early. He's doing everything he needs to do on time. And I think just settling in and really comfortable where he's at. And obviously, with the way he's pitching, he's very confident. And I said earlier to a number of people that I really feel like Sanchez and Suarez are two keys that I think are going to have great years. Now, Sanchez is 0-2, I think. He's 0-2. But he's pitched okay, and I think he's just going to get better. The conditions have been terrible, but, I mean, with Ranger, you get Ranger and Sanchez, your fourth and fifth, or third and fourth. I'll take that, and what Turnbull's done in the fifth spot, I'll take that any day of the week. They're not facing the 27 Yankees too.
Sure.
It's a little different, but just what he's done, just watching him just carve up hitters with his stuff, like everything was working, and he usually has most stuff working, and he knows how to pitch. That's what's, and he doesn't get rattled. He doesn't panic. He's just Ranger, just cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, I think it's so impressive, L.A., and you have been one of the ones that have talked about Ranger, not just this past year, but, in some of his earlier starts where you saw something that you liked about his demeanor out there on the mound, even whenever he would, walk a batter or give up a hit and he has runners on base, he doesn't seem to just fall apart, and now you have a blow-up inning. When you look at Ranger, ultimately, all right, what do you think he can ultimately be? Do you think he really is, like, he has the stuff of a top of the rotation type of pitcher?
I said last night in the post game, I think I said it to Murph in the post game, that for me, watching him last night and watching what he's done this year, I mean, I don't know how he cannot be in the talks going forward in the Cy Young talk. I'm serious. People probably laugh at that, but and I understand it's also the Rockies, who are not a great offensive team, but they're better than we are. I mean, put it that way, as far as average goes, and they've scored more runs. But Ranger just goes out and does his thing, and that's what I just love it. Nothing rattles him. You never know if he's mad or happy or content or stressing. You don't see any of that from him, and I think that's huge. And the fact that he just believes so much in himself, that what he can do, it's amazing. And so, I mean, people might laugh at it, and then at the end of the year, he could have a 5 ERA and not have any more wins than 5 wins. And here I am saying, call him a Cy Young contender. But that's what I see from him. He's that good. He changes speeds. He doesn't throw 95 to 100 like a lot of guys. He's at 93, 94, which is, you know, it's very hittable in today's game, very pedestrian. Mm-hmm. But he knows how to use it. He can move the ball. He can sink it. He can, you know, throw the cutter. He can his curveball, change everything. He's got the mix of everything he needs. And when he has command of it, like he did last night, it's tough. I don't care if it's Atlanta or if it's Colorado. He's going to have success.
We're talking to Larry Anderson. You mentioned him sort of being, you know, calm or straightforward in terms of mood. You never know if he's rattled. It reminds me, actually, of another guy in the rotation in that Zach Wheeler sort of operates in the same way. It's interesting to have two guys in the top of the rotation that have that sort of temperament. It reminds me a little bit of Cliff Lee, I guess. Cliff Lee was sort of the same way. You know, Halladay always looked like he wanted to murder somebody, but those guys, it just seems rare to have two guys that are that good with that temperament in the same rotation.
Yeah, they don't. It's like some guys, Scherzer, will have that just, you know, a mean fight, a dog, like, you know, intensity. You don't see that. You just see a cool, calm, and collected Ranger. And you know, sometimes it works for some guys that way. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, you know, some guys need the Scherzer type of stuff. It just he just doesn't. Nothing seems to faze him, which is just remarkable. I don't know. And Wheels is that way too. Wheels just, you know, whatever happens, happens. I think I can see frustration every now and then from Wheels, but rare. And that's, I think when you get that at the top, I think it's easier for the guys below him to just follow suit and go, hey, this guy's not getting rattled. Why should I? But Ranger's always been kind of a cool customer as he goes with his pitching and just watching him field balls, get a ball back at him. He's a great fielder. I mean, that's what we were talking about last night, was that he'll be in the discussion at the end of the year if he stays healthy, been in the Golden Glove talks. And so, he could be fighting Zach Wheeler for the Gold Glove if he stays healthy, and that's a big if. But if he stays healthy throughout the year, gets his 30, 32 starts, whatever it is, that's where I mentioned that I see him not just in the talk of the Gold Glove, but in the talk of the Cy Young. Just after watching that performance last night, he's that good.
Okay, LA, this is where I'm at now with the squad. All right, we know that there's an offense. This is a quote-unquote slugging team, even though they aren't slugging right now. We know that's what they are. But could this be – all right, tell me as a Phillies fan, if I'm looking at it this way, could this be that I just need to look at this team right now as a pitching-led team versus an offensive lineup-led team until the offense gets going? Like, can we just rely on the starting pitching? And if this offense gives us, let's say, 4 to 5 runs, would that be enough? Do you believe that would be enough to get us through most series until the offense gets going?
Yes, absolutely. 4 or 5 runs, I think, is definitely – it's more than they're getting now, for the most part. I mean, half the games we haven't scored 4 runs.
Right.
I don't think we've scored over 5 yet.
Nope.
Well, the Harper 3-home run game was
gone. I think one game we've had over 5 runs. Yeah, maybe.
Look at it this way. I like, if you take the track record the last 2 years, the pitching's going to have to carry him for 2 months.
Yep.
The offense isn't going to be here till June. I mean,
yep.
That's just That's just the way it is. But if this pitching continues like it's pitching and we can get a little bit of offense until June and then the pitching holds up, man, there's no telling what can happen with this team. And you just, the offense is going to be here. I mean, it's too, you have too many guys with too much of a track record for it not to be here.
So, to be clear, by the way, you expect, as at least in terms of personnel, that the lineup is good enough and will produce at a level to where they can be a top contending team.
Yeah, but not till June.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what the track record says. Not till June.
Exactly. That's it. I'm just going from our history, and that's what I expect. So, and if you get more than that before June, it's a bonus. But the pitching, I mean, if it holds up at all, like this is, man, could be looking at some great numbers at the end of the year.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we're talking to Larry Anderson. Larry, I have one more very important question for you. This is the second day of the new show. Of course, you were down there when I was down at spring training, but I didn't really officially get up there until yesterday. We don't have a name for the show. So we don't know whether to use our last names in the show, and we also don't know whether to put Jack's name in the show. And I need your input, whether it should be Ike Reese or just Ike, and then whether Jack, his name is in the show or his name is not in the show.
Spike and Ike with Jack.
Yeah.
You're going. He's included you, Jack. There you go.
Well, he didn't. He's going to get a long text message. and Wednesday spots might be on delay for a little bit. So, yeah, Jack's in the mail.
Had Jack Fritz not had my number, I probably wouldn't have said that.
Exactly right.
We've all experienced Sad Jack. You don't want Sad Jack.
Yeah, nobody wants Sad
Jack. Nobody wants Sad Jack. Well, man, we had big expectations for this year. I think we all hoped that the Phillies would come out like a ball of fire. They have not, but they've kept their heads above water. And if I understand what you're saying, as long as they can keep their heads above water for another 6 weeks, they're going to be just fine.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I, you know what? And I mean, you got one more game here with the Rockies, then you got, and the Rockies are twice as good as the White Sox.
Right.
So that, okay. So if you look at it in that perspective, if we win the next four, what's that make us? 14-8?
Yeah. Yep.
And then we only have to win 10 more in a row to get to my prediction of 24-8 by the end of April.
Just a casual 10 in a row. Yeah. No biggie.
That might be a little tougher than I thought when I said it, but 24-8 would be great, but so would 22-10.
Yeah,
right.
Any winning record in April would be good compared to what it's been.
Well, I appreciate you, L.A. We're going to keep you to that. If on June 15th, we don't have two weeks of 7 runs a game, we're going to blame you for it.
And I'm going to play that old, I don't remember that.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, L.A. The great Larry Anderson. Now, I have a big, we're talking, of course, the big Sixers game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers Heat playing game. We are confident as a group. I am confident that Joel Embiid, you know, takes the step, leads them. You are confident in Maxey being the number two. Jack wants to end the Jimmy Butler story completely. But I do have one big question that we'll get to right after we talk to Chris in Washington Township. What's up, Chris?
Hi, Dropmaster J. What's up?
Dropmaster J.
I like it.
I like Dropmaster J.
Mike Spike and Dropmaster J.
I like that.
The show.
He's the best, man. He's cracking me up over here. I love it. I love it. Listen, man, we gotta exude a little more confidence, fellas. Come on, it's the playoffs, man. We gotta get where's the hype callers at? I mean, we gotta get some guys. Come on, man.
We do need Rios. I think Rios today would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was just gonna say that. Somebody, we gotta get some hype. We feel like we're doom and gloom here.
Well, you know what? I almost think, Chris, and I'll let you finish your point. Are we overlooking the Miami Heat? It almost seems like we're not worried about the Miami Heat.
Yeah, they're only in the finals every single year.
I know. I'm just saying, but everybody's, Jimmy Butler, you know, he waits all year for this.
Sure,
Philly. I mean, what about Joel? Come on, man. Guy Smiley going to light it up tonight. Man, no problem. Man, I'm not worried about nothing, man. We ain't worried about nothing tonight. I'm telling you right now, this number three, he finally has a number two where he doesn't have to worry. He feels like he's going to get stabbed in the back. I don't know. It's just like this kid is unreal, man.
Yep.
We have great, great, great Robin, man. I'm telling you.
But, you know, you're wondering why everybody's not excited. You said you're going down to the game, right?
Yeah, I'm heading down. Yep.
Awesome. Yep.
Here's what I can tell you, though. The game starts out 8-2 Miami. Timeout, right. Sixers.
Yeah.
A turnover from Joel where he pouts on one side of the court. They get a layup on the other side, and Toby misses a three that goes out of bounds. You're going to hear groans, man. Like,
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just waiting. So it's up to the team to erase that. So what's your favorite 90s scandal?
Oh, man. Well, my favorite drop is Ike's. So speaking of that, but the old 10-incher, Tommy and Pamela Lee.
Oh, that is a good one, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Hold on, I was
the sex tape, man.
Yeah, were they the first? I think they were.
I think they were. Do you ever see it?
Well, Kim Kardashian copied off them.
Yeah. Well, there was a Brett Michaels and Pamela Anderson. Brett Michaels, the lead singer from Poison, also a sex tape with them.
I did not know about that one.
Yeah.
I know the Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. I mean, they were like one of the couples of the 90s.
They were, and it leaked out, and then they got the rights to it, obviously, and then they released it on their own could make the money
off of it, yeah.
Did you ever see it?
I have.
Yeah, me too. Jack?
Nah.
Play the cut, though.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Play it twice for Tommy Lee.
Oh, slow down over there, Spike.
I'm just saying. Guys, doing well.
I wasn't looking at Tommy, man.
Well,
you couldn't miss him, don't you?
Yeah, dude. You could look at any part of the screen.
He was whacking that thing.
Come on, man.
that was the sex tape era.
So,
well, I don't know. Was Ray J and Kim's in the 90s?
No, that was 2000.
That was the 2000s. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Saw that one, too.
Yeah, Ray J was still a damn kid in the 90s.
Yeah.
that would have been
illegal.
That would not have been legal.
That's not a sex tape you'd want on your hard drive. So here's my question for tonight we haven't discussed.
It's like one other sex tape. Never mind.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Which one?
Nothing. It's the R. Kelly's.
Oh, God. Yes. Nope.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
Yep. Get rid of that guy.
Now I got to stop laughing.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's why I didn't want to say it.
Damn you, man. Okay. Here's my question to both of you. Yes. IQ first, Jack, you second.
I get a lot of sex tape calls back here, by the way.
Yeah, apparently. I'm sure you are. Yes. In the 90s was the era of the sex tape.
Keep Yoshi off the line.
Yeah. Yoshi's going to give me his top five.
Yeah, top five sex tapes of Yoshi. So here's the scenario I'm going to paint to you.
All right.
We are tonight. The Heat are up 104-102.
Oh, God.
There's 8 seconds left. You can put the ball in the hands of Tyrese Maxey or Joel Embiid to begin this possession, you know, to be the primary playmaker in the possession. Who do you give it to?
And Toby's not an option.
Oh, brother.
What about Oubre?
Get rid of this guy.
No, I just had to. Okay. I'm stalling for an answer.
Okay.
It's
tough.
Yeah, because part of me wants to give Joel the ball because he's a star. But then I think back to all the times when Joel has the ball in those moments late in games. Stuff doesn't normally happen well.
Right.
I think I go with Maxey. I want to see Maxey deliver as that guy. I keep bringing up Kobe for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But there was something to Shaq fouling out a game four in the finals and then Kobe rising having his up. Moment
right.
to ascend. So I'm not saying I want that from Maxi, but part of me says I think he can handle it. So I wouldn't be as in fear of him having that moment, especially like I would have Ben Simmons.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do it with Ben Simmons.
And I got to tell you, as great of an offensive player as Harden is or was, I didn't trust Harden in those type of moments.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't trust Harden.
You would
Harden
get
in
a step
moments.
Back every single time.
Yeah.
Or try to draw a foul. One of the two. Those are the only two things you would get. Yeah. Jack, who are you giving the ball to? 8 seconds left.
I'm giving the ball to Maxey.
Yeah.
I'm giving the ball to Maxey. I've seen like the Embiid thing where he gets double teamed and then
throws it away.
It turns into an awful possession. Like yeah. That's a shot Maxey has to hit. And it could be meaningful.
Or set up somebody else's shot.
Sure, but it could mean something going forward, too, so where maybe teams don't double Embiid, and like they are more worried about Maxey, and maybe that opens up more for him. But like Maxey, I think, should be taking that shot. That's what we've been looking for from Joel Embiid's Robin for a while here.
And I think we're 3-for-3 on this. I would also give it to Maxey. As a Embiid devotee, here's the way I think about it. I've seen Joel Embiid hit those shots. Saw him hit a shot against Toronto 2 years ago, hit a game-winning, you know, three-pointer. It was sick. It was great. Didn't change anything. I know what Joel is. I think if you give the ball, first of all, I trust him. Whether he makes or misses the shot, I trust Maxey on this. But you give the ball to Maxey in that final possession and he wins, he hits a three or he ties the game, that could change the trajectory of the entire playoffs. Him becoming that guy and hitting that shot at that time changes everything.
Yeah.
And because I think if Embiid hits that shot in a playing game, it doesn't change anything.
Doesn't do anything. Yep. You're right.
But if Maxey changes it, I think it changes everything. Wendy in Philly, you're on WIP. Oh, no, you're accusing me of stealing something. What did I steal? Oh, good.
Wendy?
Me?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Wendy.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, first of all, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whoever's hot gets the ball.
Oh.
Okay? He makes it. Look, Oubre is definitely clutch.
Yeah.
A couple games ago. So, Maxey's clutch. They will win. The Sixers will win tonight if, A, Joel Embiid does not bring up the ball. Okay?
Okay.
Two, if Joel Embiid goes straight to the net, straight to the basket and doesn't make those little jumper shots that are halfway between the three-point line and the basket.
Oh, the mid-range game.
And, yes, thank
when,
you so
Wendy, get his ass in the post.
Yeah, get your ass in the post. Wendy, are they going to win or not? Sixers.
Like I said, they will. But one more thing.
Yes.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Those guys and Embiid must get the rebound. They must stay under that basket, okay? Half the time when I watch that game, those guys are not there to get, you know, the rebounds that the other team is shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, what the hell, man? What are you doing? So
yeah, get in there, Toby.
Those are my three comments, if and if.
No ifs. I'm not letting you go until you tell me whether the Sixers are going to win or not tonight. No ifs.
They're going to win.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear, Wendy.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate all the deep analysis from Wendy.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Well, listen, qualifiers are there for a lot of people.
No. Have a take. Tell me if they're going to win or not. Ifs.
No ifs.
No ifs.
Qualifiers are there.
We don't deal with ifs here. There's no ifs here. Do you trust Joel? Do you trust Maxey to not just win tonight, because tonight is big, but go on a real run this postseason? 215-592-9494. But next.
Not only do I trust them.
Yes.
I got a feeling.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the title.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But I think we can come out of this playoffs.
Yep.
Entirely. With the Sixers being the team everybody's talking about moving forward.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have to.
Because they haven't seen this version of Joel.
But they're going to have to get to the finals, I think, to be that team. I don't think they lose to Boston and they're that team.
You don't think they can push Boston to 7? And people are like,
maybe.
They're next.
As long as they don't, if they lose and don't choke.
Right.
Like, you know, they pushed Boston to seven last year.
Sure, but we know how that.
Right.
Yeah, that game seven was terrible.
I think there's different ways you can lose the series.
Okay.
For sure.
I can go with that.
Coming up next, the biggest name, probably the biggest coach, the best coach in NFL history, Bill Belichick, to the Eagles. It still could happen.
Who cares?
Hey, next on the new afternoon show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.